BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Did say I'd help with the coppicing.
Oh, don't worry, Kirsty. Anyway, you look pretty busy yourself.
Just trying to organise some of this paperwork. I think I'd rather be thinning out some trees.
Well, there's still plenty more to be thinned.
You've just missed Brad, actually.
Oh?
He's offering to do promos for local businesses.
Really? What, help us to revamp the rewilding website?
Yeah, I mentioned it, and Brad reckons he could do all that stuff. He's happy to start straight away and at a decent price.
Great. We want something interactive, you know, to really capture people's imaginations. Give them a proper taste of what we do here.
Oh, no.
What?
Rex, the lease agreement with BL. I meant to set a reminder to speak to Justin.
Oh. Well, I'm surprised he hasn't come to us.
Me too.
Well, there's still time before it expires, though.
Not long. Oh, I was supposed to be on top of this. Now it's going to be a scramble.
Well, hang on. What about the other leases for the other plots of land?
Oh, they're fine for now.
Oh, phew.
But BL's is the crucial one. Over half of our land is theirs. How could I forget about it?
It's my fault, too.
Oh, I've just been so distracted with everything to do with the house sale.
Well, I thought you'd agreed a private sale with Helen.
She's taking her time.
Really?
I'm trying my best to hurry things along. I mean, what if Roy and Haley get a cash buyer for Willow Farm before I've got my ducks in a row?
Oh, I'm sure it'll work out.
Well, I'm not. And now there's this lease to worry about.
Look, BL clearly aren't panicked about it.
Well, I'm going to have to flag it to them ASAP.
We just need to renegotiate the terms.
Simple as that.
Well, why not?
This is Justin Elliott we're talking about.
Well... Ooh... Perhaps we should reach out to Stella first. Now she's looking after the environmental stuff for BL.
Why didn't I invite her here before now? I should have made a point of showing her around.
At least we know that she cares about environmental issues.
True.
Stella should give us a sympathetic hearing.
I hope so, Rex.
Look, you call Stella and I'll follow up with Brad. If we can impress BL with our new marketing plans, it might just sweeten the deal.
And there's your change, my darling.
Oh, I heard that, Jolene.
Oh,
that's a pound in the jar.
I agreed to stop using my darling, not to pay in a fine if I do.
Well, it increases the incentive.
It increases your enjoyment more like.
£1, please.
There. Happy?
Well, not really.
Ooh, you could have fooled me.
May I remind you that so far today you've uttered 9 prohibited mind darlings.
Oh, it isn't that many.
No. Count the damage. And it's only just gone noon.
Gloating about it isn't helpful.
Who's gloating?
Hey, you've got to give me the chance to acclimatise.
You said that you could stop just like that.
I know. But it isn't as easy as I thought.
Well, you just have to put your mind to it.
I am, Kenton.
Try a bit harder.
I'm doing my best, my darling.
Ka-ching. Another pound, please.
No, that was your fault.
How?
Because you're winding me up.
Someone has to hold you to account.
Honestly, I should be glad to get out of here for a bit.
Where are you going?
I told you. Fallon's given me a tour of the EV charging station cafe.
All right.
You'll manage by yourself.
Is Harrison going to be there?
Oh, I think he's working. Why?
I'm just wondering how he's doing, especially after the trouble in Felpersham last night.
Oh, what sort of people set fire to a youth centre? Mindless idiots, that's all they are. Anyhow, why don't you text Harrison if you want to know how he is?
Well, I have done. No response.
I expect he's up to his ears. Oh, I can ask Fallon.
Ooh, gently, though.
Of course. I'll be back in an hour or so.
Oh, haven't you forgotten something?
What?
That pound, please.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Rules are rules, Jolene. thank you.
Hello? I mean, obviously, you'll have to use your imagination a bit, but I see the cafe counter going about here. That gives me enough space behind it for the kitchen worktops and all the appliances.
Oh, that'll look nice, Fallon.
Yeah, then I've still got some room for a bench along that wall and some stool seating in the window.
Sounds perfect.
So, first impressions? I know it's a bit of a concrete shell.
No, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it perhaps a bit smaller than the original plan you showed me?
Oh, actually, there was a slight mix-up with the units.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought I was getting the one next door, which has a bit more space, but this suits my needs.
You're getting it cheaper, I take it?
Rent's free for the first month, a goodwill gesture because of the mistake.
But then it's the price you agreed for the larger one?
Well, there's really not that much between them, Mum. Anyway, I've got loads of space-saving ideas.
Okay.
Has Harrison seen it?
Not yet. No, he's a bit too busy at work.
Right.
I'm sure Harrison will love it. He's been really enthusiastic from the beginning. I mean, this is going to be something different around here. Everything meat and dairy-free.
And you're sure that's the way you want to go?
Why not?
I'm just thinking it might be a bit niche for something like this.
Meaning?
Well, what I'm saying is, you're going to have commuters looking for convenience, not always an oat milk latte.
No, actually, a lot of people prefer oat milk in their coffee.
Yeah. Couldn't you offer them a choice?
That defeats the object, Mum. Then I'm just doing what the tea room does.
I know you're keen not to tread on Bridge Farm's toes.
No, Mum, what I'm keen to do is something for myself, something that's mine.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, I invited you here to share the excitement, not to pick holes in everything.
I'm not.
No? Well, first it's the size, then it's the concept. Yeah,
all right. Let's start again.
No, let's forget it, shall we?
Oh, don't be like that.
But anyway, look, I've shown you around. There's nothing more to see.
So, tell me more about the plans.
No, I can't. I've got to get back to the tea room.
Rex.
Oh, hi.
I've just come off the phone with Stella.
And?
We've got a meeting here tomorrow afternoon about the lease.
Brilliant. Thank you, Stella.
Although she did recommend we talk directly to Justin.
Okay.
As a non-executive, Stella only offers guidance to BL. It would need to be voted on.
Well, at least we know who we're dealing with.
Stella's happy to come along for support, though, which I said we'd appreciate, bearing in mind what a slippery customer Justin can be.
But remember, we're only requesting a renewal of the existing contract.
But why didn't BL come to us, I mean, about renewing?
Well, I guess, like us, it was an oversight.
Or they've got other plans for the land.
Kirsty.
That could be it.
They've given no indication.
Still, I can't help worrying. If BL pulls out, the whole rewilding project falls apart.
Let's just wait and hear what Justin has to say.
We need to make sure we're ready to impress Rex.
We will be.
Did you get through to Brad?
Yes, we had a good chat about the website.
So what next?
Well, he said some of my ideas about incorporating AI are a bit beyond him, but he's got a contact who might be able to help.
I guess it'll be a while before we have anything to actually show Justin.
Ah, not necessarily. With AI generating things instantly, we should be able to put a test website together pretty quickly.
Oh, great.
You never know. Justin might be so dazzled that he offers us more favourable terms.
Let's not get carried away.
And let's not forget, I did a pretty good job of schmoozing Justin to secure the original deal. I'm sure if we sell our new ideas and lay on the flattery, we'll have it in the bag.
I admire your confidence, Rex.
Righto. I'll bring your food over when it's ready, mate. Neville.
Oh, nearly.
Oh, will you stop it, Kenton?
You were teetering on the edge there.
Yeah, I didn't say it, though.
No, and I'm proud of you. Oh, come on.
What?
You're doing much better.
Oh, it's weird calling everyone by their first names. Don't seem nearly as affectionate.
You're just avoiding being over-familiar.
But formal ain't my style, Kenton.
We made an agreement, remember?
Oh, I do wish you'd give it a rest, my darling.
Oh, and another one.
I'm getting properly fed up with this.
Never mind. Cough up. In the jar, please.
I'm really not in the mood.
Oh, it's only a pound.
I ain't talking about that. There's other stuff going on, you know.
Look, if you're still worrying about Fallon...
Well, of course I am. I really didn't mean to upset her earlier.
Well, you'll smooth things over.
I might give her a ring in a bit.
Call her now. I don't mind.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's quite busy for a Tuesday evening.
Tracy and I'll manage. Anyway, this table's leaving. Yeah, mind how you go, folks. Cheers, mate.
Excuse me?
Sorry?
Mate.
What about it?
If I ain't allowed to say my darling, why should you get to call everyone mate?
Because this isn't about me.
What's the difference?
Well, it wasn't me who put Wesley's nose out of joint, was it?
With a term of affection. How sad is that?
Only his wife calls him darling.
You know, I'm sick of all this nonsense, Kenton.
But you're doing so well.
I don't want to. The customers are looking at me funny.
They'll get used to it.
I won't. Anyhow, people actually like my darling.
Leslie didn't.
Oh, we can get stuffed. Frankly, I'm willing to risk insulting puffed-up nits like him.
All right.
Never have agreed to this stupid challenge in the first place.
Then let this be an end of it.
End of what?
Oh, Fallon. Hiya. Oh,
hello, my darling.
We didn't have to come upstairs, you know.
Tracy's fine down there.
I'm so glad you've stopped by, my darling.
Well, it felt really weird the way we left things.
That's my fault. I hadn't meant to come across as critical. I just want this new business to be a triumph for you.
Me too.
I know you've got a lot invested in it. So have I. Your happiness and success is so important to me, Fallon.
And to me.
Oh, thanks, Kenton. Both of you. Look, we're doing everything we can to make it work.
I know you are.
Harrison offering to go back to work full time means that I can really focus on the cafe.
Yeah. And how is he, you know, now that it's happening for real?
Yeah, he's fine.
Settling back in all right?
Seems to be.
Even with all that trouble in Felpersham?
Oh, they've had issues with gangs for a while.
Well, this was another level, though. I mean, must be a lot of strain for him.
Well, not that starting a new business doesn't come with its own stresses.
Yeah, sure, but it's a bit different to breaking up what sounded like a riot, love.
What are you saying?
Oh, well, just that police work can be pretty demanding.
Look, what is this?
Nothing.
Has Harrison said something to either of you?
No, not at all.
Kenton?
No.
Right. Then I suggest you stop looking for conflict.
We just want you both to be okay.
Well, for the record, we're fine.
Well, that's good.
In fact, things between me and Harrison are better than ever.
Hallo, an dieser Stelle ein kleiner Hörtipp von mir. Ich bin Diane Hielscher und ich mache den Podcast Länger gut leben. Und dabei starten wir gemeinsam gut in den Tag. Und für den November habe ich mir was ganz Besonderes einfallen lassen. Der ist nämlich so dunkel und kalt. Und deswegen machen wir im November jeden Tag gemeinsam ein neues Morgenritual. Also wir wachen zusammen auf. Trinken zum Beispiel Wasser mit Zitronensaft, wir stretchen uns, wir meditieren, wir machen eine Visualisierung, wir bewegen uns ein bisschen. Jeden Morgen neu, ab November, abonniere uns jetzt schon, damit du keine Folge verpasst und dann mit mir gut in den Tag startest. Dein Podcast für einen guten Start in den Tag, länger gut leben.